My name is Emma Cobb. I am 13 years old, and I'm speaking with Haley Jackson. Today is September 18th, and we are recording this interview in Kernsville, Georgia. Okay, Haley, can you tell me something about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
I guess you could say the most difficult moment in my life was when I was in third grade and my parents were getting divorced. Like, I didn't know what to do at all, so I went to my teacher, and my teacher didn't know because her parents always stayed together and she was married for like 34 years. And so she tried to help me, and then they told me to go to counseling. And then I screamed at the counselor teacher for asking me questions. So that didn't go well at all. But then I had one friend named Emily Guadamama, and she helped me through it, I guess you could say.
Okay. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence on your life?
I would have to say, for like this year, I would just have to say you and Lily, because you and Lily are like the friends, well, best friends I've been looking for to like tell things. Like, because other people that I would tell would run their mouth to like their other friends, and they have. And like this school year is starting to like be way better because I found like y'all two, you know. So yeah. And like,
what about last year? Who was the biggest influence on you last year?
Last year, I would have to say. I guess my mom was last year.
Why?
Because she, like, I guess, I don't know really. She just was always there more last year than she ever was. And, like, we had a bunch of drama with her ex-husband and stuff during school. And she was kind of there to help. Well, because she was there to help all of us, I guess you could say.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Don't be stupid. Make sure you do good in school so when you go to college, you could get into college. Graduate high school, then worry about other people. Keep the friends that you know that will be there with you through your whole school year, I guess you could say. And stay in a room, I guess. But, like, don't be dumb. Don't worry about what other people think unless they're, like, really close to you. And, like, yeah.
Why do you think? Why do you think you don't need to worry about anyone else until after you graduate high school?
Well, not like anybody else, but like most girls in this grade worry about guys a lot, like I guess you could say. I don't know. Don't worry about them. Like, don't worry if this person don't like you and this person does. Don't worry about that. Just be glad you have like at least two or three best friends that you know that will be there.
So, like, you mean keep your circle small,
yeah,
and your friends close, and don't worry about what other people think. Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay. Can you tell me some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
One of the most important ones is, like, get what you get. They don't pitch fit. Like, I used to, like, if I didn't get one single thing, I would get, like, so mad, but, like, I understand now that, like, most people have more than some people, and I should be grateful for what I have. Like, 'cause some people could be living in a cardboard box right now, and I live in a house. So, like, just be grateful what you have, and don't pitch a fit when you don't get like ice cream cone. I used to do that. But like, yeah.
What are some other ones?
Other ones, treat others how you want to be treated is like the golden rule in our house, because you don't want to treat somebody with disrespect and then you want to be respected, but how is that person that you disrespect going to respect you? We've been doing something
that. How are some ways you show that in your house?
Like when we have friends over, we won't disrespect them, we'll make them feel welcome. And we try to all get along. But if it's better off, we'll just go separate ways. And so nobody argues and makes the guests feel unwelcome. But then again, there's always going to be like some arguments. But like if it's like guests or anything, we will not be allowed to disrespect them at all, because we want them to feel welcome in our house. And we wouldn't want somebody to disrespect us when we go to their house.
Okay. Are there any other life lessons you've learned?
No. Well, hold on. 11 things. I can't think of any right now.
Okay. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were younger?
Well, when I was younger, I never imagined, like, having the friends that I have now. I never imagined, and I imagined my parents still being together, but I'm kind of glad they're not, because I got to meet many new people. And now I have a great stepdad, great stepbrother. And a great stepsister, and I got to meet many new family members from their sides, and like, yeah. And I also never imagined, like, I don't know, I was staying at the window. I never imagined, like, when I was little, I always imagined not moving, but we're moving soon.
Where are you moving?
Somewhere, it's like near Franklin County. I really don't know like the whole thing, but like, yeah. We're supposed to be moving soon anyways, but like, and I thought our house would always stay the same, but we redid it a lot when my parents got divorced. But yeah.
Are you going to be moving schools when you move?
No.
Okay.
I hope not.
When should you be moving?
Either the end of this year or the first year in high school. Or they might just wait and not move at all.
School-wise, how has your life been different than when you imagined it when you were young?
I imagine keeping the same friends that I had since elementary school, but some moved, like, to Hart County, and others just didn't work out so well, I guess you could say. And when I was... But, yeah. I didn't imagine middle school being, like, middle school at all when I was in elementary school.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for interviewing me.
Are you sure you're...